We are on Daf Samach Vov Omed Aleph. We have to learn the Toichlisin on the previous sugya. The Gemara Lamaisa had said it was a Maisa that Gneida was Yaitse Bekaina, who was going out to get executed. You should give him 400 zuz from the wine of Nahapanya. And Ramzaira said, according to Rahune, that Rahune was Madame, get to Matone. So just like by get, a yaitze bekayla is bol, and even though he only said kisve, we assume it means kisve, it's no. So hu adin, a yaitze bekayla by matone, we will say the din of divrei shrimah kechsubim mesurim domi, and it's kielu he was a metzave machmas mise, because I understand that's why this pisgemo said. So the Gemara Lamaisa Rab Abe asked Akasha on this psak of Rab Zeire. Yes, Akasha as follows: Ela Rab Abe hochi kotashele chamro loikama. He did not say that you should give him wine worth arba meyizuzi. The meichamro loikama. He did not say you should give him the meichamro money from the yain that was sold, 400 zuz from the meichamro. Meichamro kama. No, the zuzi that comes from the hamro. The zuzi that comes from the wine, there's no such entity. But zuzi comes from wine, it's not the mei chamro, it's not chamro. And they answered that what he said, mei chamro de liyapis es koiche. Now let us see Taisus. The mei chamro loikom. He did not say the mei chamro. But it would seem, according to Rabbi Abba, who would have said the Mei Chamro, then we understand the Rab Zeire that Rabbi Avina would be Koine, because I know what he's being marked at him, the Mei Chamro. Vimtaima ki omar nami the Mei Chamro avidovo shaloi baloilo ki namrine beper kaima mishkoli. Gabi demei sher ze olai oilo. Umuki lawatas demei sher ze olai oilo. The domim of this sher should be for an oilo. Umuki la ba'ima lachsheyavoyu domov. When the domim will come about, that means when the sher will be sold and will receive domim for the sher, so he's now magdish those domim. Yikotshu. Frag the Gemara, poich min odom magdish dovo shaloi baloilo. So how could he be magdish this domim? The domim is not existent. He'll first get the domim, he'll first acquire the domim later. So how could he be magdish the domim he will acquire later? So Tosfos is asking the same kasha, just like in odom magdish dovo shaloi baloilo, in odom makne dovo shaloi baloilo. So the chiddush of divrei shrima kechsum mesurim domi is that you don't need a ma'ase kinyan, but that's it. But we're zicha governed by other halachas, and if there's a klal in other makne dovish loy baloilam, so that would apply by atzabo shrima also. So why would it be good if he said that the mei chamro? Yesh loima, so Tosfos says, Be'emison, the mei sheir and the mei chamra is, in reality, there's no chesaron of dovish loy baloyla. Over that what the Gemara says in Erchin that there is a chesaron, the hosam ishum the omar lichshe yavoyu. If he said, that's what the Gemara mentions over there. When the domim will come by Olam, so I'm not magdish those domim. So that's it, Adovish Leibaloilam. Aval Omar, the May Sher Ze Olai Olam. But if he said, the May Sher Ze Olai Olam, Mashma Hosom, the Leichoshev Ze Adovish Leibaloilam. That is not considered Adovish Leibaloilam. Elahavikamoy Dekel Le Peraiso. The boy lemeima yikdash hasher ledomo. Now let us understand what Taisvis is saying. We have a klal. Let's go to dekel peiris. There's peiris dekel and dekel peiriso. Peiris dekel means I'm selling you the peiris which will grow out from this dekel. Now the peiris bishas the maise mecha are non-existent. I'm making a Maisa Kinyan now on the Peiris, which will grow out from this Dekel. So that's a Dovah Shalai Beloilam. When other Makna Dovah Shalai Beloilam, I can make a Maisa Kinyan now on something which at the present time is non-existent. What if one said Dekel the Peiriso? So then the Hakno is not on the Peiris Ha'asidim L'tzmoyach. The Takno is not on the Peiris, Takno is on the Dekel. That means that I'm giving you a Bailis in the Dekel, Legabi Peiriso. That means a Dekel, an owner of a Dekel, possesses a multitude of Schusim, in that the Dekel is his. He could chop down the Dekel, he could use it for fuel. He also has a schus that since it's his dekel, the peiris that will grow out from the dekel will belong to him. So this bailis, this schus that the bala dekel possessed, he possesses it now in the dekel. So this schus is being transferred to the lekeya. This schus is boilam now. This is a bailis in the dekel. So Memela Sotoisvi says that hu adin, if a person would say shoyr ledomov, that means one of the schusim that a bala shoyr has is that if it will be sold, the dmei hamekach belongs to him. The value of the shoyr, since he's the bala shoyr, he has a right to be zoich in the value of the shoyr. That's a chelik of his bailus shoyr ledomov. So that is not leibal oilam. So here the Gemara also means the same thing. He means the same, a yayin koni loy lidomov, that the yayin should be his lidomov, that it's his legabi the domim. Now there are two chidushim in what Taisvis is saying, and just let's elaborate a little on the chidushim. Chidush number one is that the concept of dekel peiris is more easily understood than the concept of shoyr ledomov. Dekel peiris means that is kolul in my bailis, that it's my, since it's my dekel for this shimush, it's my dekel, that legabi, the peiris, which will grow out from it, will become, when they grow out, they'll be mine. I don't take a kinyan on it. They're mine automatically because that's one of the schusei bailas I have. As a bailam, this is my schus that aroi ashbach, that with my dekel will be mashbiach. So memela belongs to me. So there it's something that's yaitse miguf hadekel. The domim is a dovo chitzayne. This is not kolol in the guf hadekel. I'm entitled to get money for it, but to say that in the haknoas asher, it's not your sher to shecht, it's not your sher, it's your sher for the domim which will be capable of getting from it. So Taisva says there's also a concept of shoyr ledomov, which is something we have to delve on, that there is such a concept. But that's number one. Then there's another problem, which Rabbi Kevega is Ma'ira. Kevega is Ma'ira that Taisvis says that, let us talk about Peiris Dekel and Dekel of Peirosav. So, if he says Peiris Dekel, so then Dak knows on the Peiris. That's a Dovish Loi Beloilam. If he says Dekel of Peirosav, then Dak knows on the Dekel. What did he say over here? Here he said Demei Chamro. So he said, I'm makna you the Demei Chamro. So all of a sudden, Taisus is Mahapach the Koral Pio. That's just like he said, Chamro le Damel. And Taisus says Demei Asher is also like he said Shay le Damel. Now how do we do this? That's By Dekel Gufa, we don't do this. We differentiate in what was said. And all of a sudden, the Demei Chamra or Demei Asher, we say, means Shoy Ledoma. This Rabbi Kevega is Moira. And there is a Pestu Terutzen. Rabbi Kevega says a Teretz, and the Darki David says a Teretz on this Kashi. Kevega brings a Teretz from the Kesef Mishneh. Because the Mishnah says that when we have two things, we have the Peiris and the Dekel. So the Peiris are zicha a toffel to the Dekel. That means the Dekel is zicha worth more than the Peiris which are going to grow out. So if I speak about a toffel, then you can't turn around my words and say, I really mean to be makna you the ikir, and I spoke about the tafel. That means I spoke about the peiris. So then I assume that the hakno, even though you can't be kind of this way, but I can't turn around his words and make that it should be good if he's only speaking about hakno sa tafel and he doesn't mention the dekel at all. Masha enkein, the domim of the Demei HaShir, the Demei HaYayim, is as choshev as the Yayim. So here, we don't have a gilui from that he mentioned the Domim, that he has no interest in being Makna the Shir. It means if I speak about a Dovo Pochais, I speak about something that's not worth as much as the Dekel, so then I say, so from his words, I see that he only means to be Makna, this Dova Poches, and you can't turn around his words to make it work well. But if I'm speaking about something that is equivalent to the Shoyer and the Yayin, so then I could say, so it could be, then we could turn around the words and say, he means Yayin Ledomot. That's what Rabbi Kevega says. The Darki Dovid wants to say, it's a different vote. The Darki Dovid wants to say that the Peiris and the Dekel are two entities. So if I'm speaking about Peiris, so you can't transform my words and say, well, he's Makna the Dekel. He said he's Makna the Peiris of the Dekel. So I can say Dekel of Peiris. Masha Enkein, the Demei HaYayin, that is the Tmure, that is Bimkaim HaYayin. So if it's Bimkaim HaYayin, it's in place of the Yayin, not al shivas only. This is the tmura of the yayin. So memele, it's not called this another entity. This is the tmura of the yayin. So memele. So if I'm speaking about there's like a pesaloshin and rishayim mali hain mali dmeyim. That means dmeyim and hain are more or less equal. So speaking about one could be koil the other also. Speaking about Peiris, Bechlal is not mentioning at all the Dekel. About Kaponim, this is the first Teretz of Taisus. The first Teretz of Taisus is that when one says Demei Sheir or Demei Yayin, we really mean Sheir Ledomov and Yayin Ledomov. That's Teretz number one. Inami. Teretz number two, and Taisus want to say all these chedushim, and Taisus does not want to differentiate between Peiris Dekel and Demei HaYayin. Both of them are Adavo Shaloi Baloilo. Inami kan hoya dme yayin. We're speaking about that a chelik of the yayin, mishas, gneve, gave this matone to Rabavine, so there was a chelik of the wine was already sold. So there was the meyayin, there was a chelik of the yayin was sold, so there was the meyayin that he possessed, and there was yayin that he possessed. Inami kan hoya dme yayin. Shekvar nimka, there was the meyayin from the yayin that was already sold. The yayin shaloi nimka, and there was also still yayin which as yet was not sold. V'hochi koma, so memeile, that's what Rav Abba tainit. The mei hamre shekvar nimka loi koma. He did not say that you should be koine the mei hamre. He also didn't say that you get a chelik in the yayin. He said, mechamra, abazuzi mechamra. So this doesn't make sense. That was Abba's time. So the Gemara answered that, that what he said, abazuzi mechamra, kidei liyapes es koiche. What is the Taishk de Liyapes Eskoichoi? Flotzi Taishvitz. Perish bekontres. Shiye kol hayayin sheloi ba'achayis. That all the yayin that he has is achroi on what he's giving to Ravina. Shimo mal tnu lo yayin. If he would have said, give him wine that's worth arba meyizuzi, imichmitza chavis achas mina yayin. So what would be the din if one chavis became sour? So then the yorshim could tell him that it's yours that became chaymitz. And Rashi says the same thing if he would have said the mei. The meyayim ba'ovdu amoyis, aimrim loy ovdu meyayisech, so they could say that your moyis became lost. So memele, so by saying one of these two lashainas, he could lose out. That's why he said meychamro, that all of the wine that I possess is achroi that you should get the Abba Meyazuz from this wine. That means this wine is achroi to shtel tzu to you, Abba Meyazuz. However it'll be through money, it'll be through giving you that some wine, but there's no way that we'll be able to be megareya this koyach. Whatever will happen to a chelik of the wine of the domim will not affect you in any way. You are secure with the chamra. That's a taich mei chamra. The whole wine is achroi for this. V'nire. So Taisva says, we cannot accept Rashi the way Rashi wrote it. Shloi rotza loima shiye kol ahefset shaloi. That without this extra security that we derive from mei chamra, the whole hefsid would be his. That means if, let's say, or whatever it is, whatever be, if it became this chametz to yayin, so we say, well, that chelik that became this chametz, that's yours, and if it's 400 zuz, they don't get anything. If it's less, so we'll be mashlim. That zikha is not true. Min adin ein la lahafsid ela lafi acheshbet. That min adin, a filu without this security of mei chamra, he should only lose a percentage of his bailus in the yayin. Bahashdik the kulei achayis, the kulei achayis, ain't he mafsid klal. So what is Taisus saying? So Taisus is saying as follows. That means, let us say that this person had possessed 800, wine that's worth 800 zuz. And he said, that wine of 400 zuz is yours. So now, so it comes out that in this yain, that's enem mevura, So you have a shutfis with the Yoshimesis. Half of the wine is yours, and half of the wine belongs to the Yoshim. So now if a hefsid occurs to any chalik of the wine, so we say that the both bailim should lose equally. So that means if 400 zuz of yayin will be nischametz, so you should lose 200 and they should lose 200. And the achrayis is only that you shouldn't lose anything. So we have here, Taisus says Rashi also holds like Taisus, Abba Amachloikis, without achrayis, without the achrayis of Mechamro, if a hefsed would occur, how much would he have to lose? Would he have to lose, could he lose the whole hefsed, or would he only lose the ratio of how much he possesses together with the Yoshim? Let us see for 1 minute the Rosh. The Rosh is on Daf Kuf Zayin, the Daf Yerosh. This is on Hidrosh Perek Shvi, Ois Tezayin. That's the Rosh. Koshalei, Rab Abbe, Chamre Loi Koma, B'mei Chamre Loi Koma, Mei Chamre Koma. V'idoch, Mei Chamre K'deli Yapis Koichoi. שאוכו מיתם, מייחם כדי לייפס כך. פרש רשי, שכל היין, the whole wine is בחריוסוי, is אחרוי, עד שייתנו לו ארבע מייזוז. It means the whole wine is אחרוי, to make sure that you'll get ארבע מייזוז. שאם הוא יאמר, תנו לו יין, if he would have not had said, מי יין, he would have said, תנו לו יין, אם היחבץ מי היין, Meyachovies, Ayershem Aimrim Loi, Shalochichmes. Vinire, the Lepirish came, Vishvil Shahoya Kola Hefsedolov. Not Rashi means to say that the whole Hefsed would have been mutal on him. The Minadina in him Hefsed Alofi Cheshbin. Aval Hashtakel Bachiusoi, Ayayim Vamois Venim Hefsed Klav. V'ritzvo oya oima, the perish Rashi iker. No, don't. Rashi means what Rashi said. The odom hamakne lechaberoi eser chovies b'chovioisov. The person will be makne 10 barrels. He has 100 barrels, and he's makne 10 barrels. V'chmitzu miktzoson. And a chelik of the barrels became chaymitz. Motzilameimer shaloch echmitzu. So the Yoshim could say, or the Bailam could say over here, shaloch echmitzu, kedomrinen beperik sheini de b'chayres, akol moidim be'echod shehivkid eitzel chaveiroi tle. A person gave a pekodin, a tle, umeis echot, and now one tle died. The motzi lemeimaloi, shalucho meis, dameitz mechaberoi, olavarai. So let us just speak in this case. That means this nifkad had 100 tloim, which were his. And now he became, now there's in the Eda, there's 101 tloim. He got one tle for a pikod. There's 101 tloim. Now one tle dies. Now the shaila is, whose tle dies? So on each tle that is still alive, so the nifkat can tell the mafkit, who says that this is your tle? Maybe it's my tle. So we have a klala meitz mechaveri olav arayim. So on each tled that I'm a Murzikin, you can't take away. You have no proof that this is your tled. So my Mela Misafik, it remains by me. That's case number one. Bamrine Nami Peperik Beisku. Chatsi Soda Ani Moichaloch. Rokeach Noitel Kochosh. That if a person sold half of a field, and now the Lekeach comes and says, well, give me half. He says, fine. You take the inferior chelik. Lekeach, Lekeach. Who said you get the better chelik? I sold you half a field. Who says you're entitled to the better chelik? Maybe I sold you the fakelt. I'm a muzik in the fields. So I'm saying that the better chelik was meant not to be sold to you. That was the reverse raya. The ritzvos raya. V'nira li deloy domi. So the Rosh wants to taine that these two cases are not similar to our case. The vadai kshehivkid dovo mevuro eitzel chaveiroi. Motzi lemeimelei shaloch meis. That means, so the Rosh time is as follows. If lemeise, he was given over a pekodin atle. Which is a dovo mevura. So that means we have here in my Eder, we have here 101 tloy. 100 belong to me. One tla belongs to the mafkid. Now, one tla died. So now the shaila is, whose tla died? Did my tla die? Did your tla die? So, and each tle that's alive, you want to take away the tle. So I says, who says this is your tle? Maybe it's my tle. We don't know, but maybe it's my tle. So you can prove it's your tle. Maybe it's my tle. And I'm a murzik in this tle. So I'm a mechaveir ol barai. I'm a murzik in the tle. So I'm a mechaveir ol barai. That means that the shaila is, who does this tle belong to? Is this my tle? The shaila is, whose tle is this? Mine or yours? So we have a sofik. Let's not go to such big numbers. Then there'd be two tloim. I had one tle, and then you were mafkid me a tle. So now there's two tloim. One is yours and one is mine. Now one tle dies. We don't know who belongs to. So is this your tle or my tle? So we have a cloud. Listen, I'm a muzik. The tle's in my rishus. You're saying it's your tle? Prove it. I'm a mechaveir all over I. So he says, there, it's very good. Avo, im hiknaloi b'chav yoysov, esa chavyes, but what is, if he gave him, he has 100 chavyes. He was makna him 10 of the chavyesin, 10 of my 100 chavyesin belong to you. That was the haknot. And it was never nizbara, which is his chelik, which are your, I'm being makna you 10 of my chavius, and I'm giving you a tenth of my wine. Which tenth? It was never nizbara yet, which tenth? I'm giving you a tenth of my wine. That was the hakno. So, ba'asher u'sham, so where should from in the wine? 9/10 of the wine belongs to me. 1/10 belongs to you, but there's not yours or mine. We're before chaluka, we're before the biru. So if we're before the biru, we don't know which is, so we're shutfim. So, 1/10 belongs to you and 9/10 belongs to me. Now a hefsid occurred, so in shutfis, the hefsid should be the loss should be accordingly the way the shitvus is. So if something got lost, so we have an equal loss. So if it became this chametz, so 9/10 of the loss I should suffer, and 1/10 of the loss you should suffer. Since it never was mevurah. And over here, that's the case. That's what the Rosh is timing on the Ritzvah. Here, it never was mevurah, what he's giving him. So it's a shutvis and a taruvis. So why should you say, that we know, so we shut from already. So before Chalukya, if there is a loss, the shutvim suffer the loss according to the percentage of their bailus. Fine. No, but over there is no shutvim. This tleh belongs to you, the other tleh belongs to me. Now, I'm just claiming a shayla, the tleh that's now alive, is this yours or mine? And now we can say, ameitzim mechavere al varai. But here, before Chalukah, there's no yours or mine. We have a common bailus. The percentage of this wine is yours, and the percentage is mine. So before Chalukah, we have to suffer the loss according to our bailus and shutfis. Vahi v'chatzi sodeh. Now, so this works by hifked loit le'achas. So there we'll say he was mevur mitchila. Vahi v'chatzi sodeh. But he gave him a half a field, and all of a sudden the Meicha says, you know which half you got? The Shvach half. Now, Leidom Yilohoche, the Meikore Mochaloi HaKochesh V'chelkoi Mevur. That means, since he wasn't, here there's a Shaila, what did I sell you? There's two halves. There's a Shvach half, and a better half. So Memele, in B'Shas, nothing happened later. This was the story. So Memele were claiming that, and I didn't specify which half I'm selling to you. So there al saloch av ameitz mechaveri olavarai. If you want to say, I sold you the better half. Okay. There are two halves over here. One half is inferior and the other half is superior. And I didn't say which half I'm selling you. So we have to figure that out. So there the aloch of ameitz mechaber olvarai can also apply. So if you're claiming that he sell him the inferior or the superior, we say ameitz mechaber olvarai. He was a muzik, he was a marikame in the whole thing. Now I'm claiming what was taken away from him. So ameitz mechaber, do you want to say the better one was taken away? Hey, ameitz mechaber olvarai. So then mitchilas hamekach, I say that that's pshat. If he wasn't mevar, that's what he meant. But here we're speaking about that the everything was equal. Now something was neschadish later that a chelik of the yain and mishutav became neschametz. So a mele he says so that here the rosh holds. So this that the meitz mechvel over hay. That means this the we are shutvim already and. And in shutvis, a loss each of the bailam suffers according to what its percentage is in the shutvis. So al kaponim, that's the machlokes, the ritzvah and the rosh. So the Mishnah weiter. Oh, no, let's finish Taisvus. In Taima, we already mentioned this, what Taisvus says already in the Taisvus Chit. Ravune, mahutzach lashmeinu. Ravune is telling us that you don't need a kinyan by a shrimra. Even though matnu, afagabdul economy, and epshita, the matna shrimra, bekulo, and mitzava machmas misa, and the miktos lebin in kinyan, by meribom, the itzach lelashmino, the filiyetze bekoilo, kamehuda dignevi, the maislo, yeshloi din shrimra. That was the chiddush of Rav Huna, that wherever in Hilchis Gittin, kisvu is equivalent to tnu, and I say, even though he did not say the word tnu, but because of his matziv, that's why he didn't say the word tnu. So in such a case, if he's in a matzav of pachad misim, so yesh loy din zeh that din of divrei shchimra kechsuvim chmesurim dami. Agavuch, I don't know if he had mentioned this. There's a machlekes harishonim. What is the din? We have here in the Mishnah four cases. Hayotze bekoilo, a mesukin, and they said in Kisvu, like he said Kisvu, no, we have a maforish vayotze b'shayora. So now there's a machlekes harishonim, what will be by matna shchivmera, by maforish vayotze b'shayora. There's others want to say, maforish vayotze b'shayora, even though he's bohu, and his mind isn't clear, it's muddled up. So when he said kisvu, he meant kisvu at no, but he's very nervous. So that's why he didn't complete it. But when it comes to there should be a din of divrei shchima kechsuvim mesurim dami. He's not a shchimra. He's not. I mean, the whole takon of divrei shchima says a hoylech lomos and al beishem atitzav dait. It's a made at takon. That even though he can make a opinion, whatever he wants, we should be memala. But here, this person is not going to get killed. He's going for a journey. It's dangerous and thus, but he's going to. So others say it doesn't apply by Meforish V'yotze B'shayora. Others say it also applies. That's from the Loshon of Tosfos, the steamest Loshon of Tosfos. The chol heicha de moyel kisvu kemaytnu yesh loy din zeh. That this is the chiddush of Rav Huna. Whenever by get kisvu b'loy tnu will help, so tnu b'loy kano will also help. That would seem like that. Let us go further. Misha yemushlech l'boyer. A person was thrown into a boyer. Ba'amal kol hashem meya es koyloy yichtoy get leishtoy. Whoever hears my voice should write a get to my wife, and he says, I'm plainy, I'm plainy, me, I'm plainy, and, re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. So, let's go and write the get. They should write yichtavu v'yitnu, man. Who knows how long this person will remain alive? He fell into the bur. So, kaponim, re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Kola shemeya kailoi, upirish shmoi v'shem iroi. Is that who he is? So the Gemara asks, V'leichesh Shema Shetu, how can we write a get? Because we heard from the Mushlach, that the Mushlach said, write a get to my wife. Maybe this Mushlach is a Shet. Amar Rav Yehuda, K'shera Loi Demus Odo. We peeked into the boyer, and we saw this is not a shed, it has a demus, a form of a person. So the Gemara says, Inu nami idmuye idamu. Well, a shed could also make himself look like a person. But that's not a proof. If I'm asking a kasha, maybe it's a shed, and we'll see Tosis brings down Al Kaponim Bizman Chazal Shedim wa Mitsuyim Beboires, So what you see is not, I mean, if it's something to worry about, be concerned about, so that what we see, a form of a person, doesn't mean anything. So the Gemara says, the chazile bibue. No, there's a shadow. That means that somehow the sun is on an angle and it's shining through the boil, and we see he's casting a shadow. The Gemara held that a shade doesn't give off a shade. There's no tail there. There's no shadow. It doesn't, that's the Matthias. Frek the Gemara, it's not true. Inu nami islu bebu. They also have a shadow. They also have, I mean, if they make themselves into the form of a person, they can look like a person. They can have a shadow like a person. So the Gemara says, the chosele bebu de bebu. So the Ritva says over here that when the sun is on an angle, so there are two shadows that are casted from this person. There is one that there's a very dark shadow, and then further there's a lighter shadow that is a continuation of this dark shadow. This is called a tzeil d'tzeil. This is a phenomena that exists by people and not by shadim. This is what the Ritva says. I saw others bring down from the Goinim that we don't know exactly what bebuah means, and therefore, so bismaneino, we can't rely on the simon. We don't know exactly what it means. In fact, the Gemara of Dilma Inu Nami Islu, maybe Shadim, maybe they have the second tail also. Amar Abchanina, Limadni, Yainis, and Beni, Bebua Islu, Bebua de Bebua Leslu. They don't have a Bebua de Bebua. Vidilma Tzori, so we see it's like a person. So like the Gemara of Dilma Tzori, maybe this is a tzore from the Isha, and that means the husband somehow the she has mustama, she can imitate a voice, it could be like a zocha, and then she says, give my wife the gift, and really this tzore wants to make tzores for her tzore. That means give her a get, and then the bride a get, and give it that she'll get married, and then see the husband is alive, and so there'll be tzara. So how can we rely? We don't have enough vision inside the boil to see exactly who it is. There's a shmias coil from the boil. So how can we rely on this? Tonad where Rabbi Shmuel b'shasa sakona koisven v'noisnen afapish ein makirim. So Rabbi Shmuel said that that's definitely true. In normal circumstances, we would not do such a thing without being mevara exactly who is the one that's telling us. But here we're in a predicament. That means if we'll wait to find out, is this taka the husband, is not the husband, in the meantime, he can die, and then she'll be zakuk liyibum. So we have to do things fast. If you have to do things fast, so there's a possibility, not necessarily a probability, but there's a possibility it might be a tzoret. But al kaponim, in b'shasa sakone, we don't make these shoshes, and koisven b'nois nafa b'sh'ein makira. And now there's a machlokes harishainim. According to this teretz, do we need a bebua de bebua ready? I mean, since the Gemara Lamaisa said, afilu, we know it's not a shade, we still don't know really who's talking to us. So it could be a different person. So the only heter is built on it's a shasa sakona, so we can't take precautions. We have to rely on this scale. So others say, Enochanami, and others say, the Shadim were very Shriach. So Memela, that the Gemara remained. This is a lot Milsa, that it should be Shoshchicha, that Mushlach and Taber, Atzore. So Memela, it's not such a Shriach, the Kershash. So therefore, here we are not Chayish. But for Shadim, we're Taka a Chayish. Before we see Rashi and Tosis, I'd just like to mention Ha'ore from Rabbi Kevege. Rabbi Kevege asks, he says, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah telling us? The Gemara has a whole bunch of problems. Maybe it's a shade, maybe it's a tzore, and we make a kimtis, it's speaking about not a shade, we know from Bu'a the Bu'a. Tzore. Is that really the chiddush of the Mishnah? Really the Mishnah, he says, if you look in the Seder HaMishnayis, l'chere the Iker chiddush of the Mishnah is, that we had before, Hayaitze Bekoilo, Yaitze Beshayore, Amesukin. We have here Amushlach Baboya, who's also not in such a secure position. So the Pashtis, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, he said, Yichtav Get Lishta. That's what he said. Yichtav Get Lishta. He didn't say Tnu. He said Yichtav Get Lishta. He said Lachayre. And the next Mishnah says, Habori Shamakis will get Leishtoi. not so lesachik bo. He doesn't mean to give it to her. So the whole Ritas Loshna Mishnayis is coming to tell us really, when do I say, even though Tnu was not said, but there really was an intention to say Tnu, and when do I say, since Tnu was not said, I have no right to give it over. That's the Ritas Loshna Mishnayis. Now you have problems, maybe it's a shed, maybe it's, so say it, we recognize, we see there, well, we see their clothes, we can see, we know Klo who fell in. I mean, that's not, don't, you're asking problems of making a kimtis. I mean, it could be the Mishnah speaking about Misha Yamushlucha, but Misha Yamushlucha, we're talking about, we know who he was, and he fell in Tabir. I mean, the Mishnah isn't going into these things. The Gemara created new problems and has to say new kimtis to take away these problems. Maybe it's not true. The Mishnah isn't coming to solve these problems and to tell us we can rely on Bua de Bua and Bishasa Sakone. The Mishnah is telling us, Goran under Aloch. Let us, that's what the Kivega Sahara. Idmuye Dame. Pomim Shais and Atzmon Bidmus Odom, they can make themselves look similar to people. The Buatzel. Sorihi, Shemiskaven is he le Kalkalo, Shatinose begetzer, but the Yosa al Bailo. Bishasa Sakone, Kigoinze, Shemisuke Lomos, Vimayach Shavemesai. So we have to do things quickly. Shain Makirin, Imzehu Sheperish Shmoi, if this is the one that he says he is. Kol Ashemeya Koiloi. Afalpi, the Marin is a Ktois with Bepek Ein Bein Hamuda, Gabi Hamuda Hanome Chavere, the Toirem Loi Trumose Ledaite. That means that if Reuven cannot have Hano from Shimon, his Mudar Hanome Chavere, if Shimon is permitted to be Mafrish Trume for Reuven. Shem is permitted to be mafresh truma for Reuven. So the Ledatoi, according to his das, which is unclear. Vidayik bigmore Ledatoi deman. What does that mean, his das? If I have his das, he's allowed to be mafresh truma. Ilema Ledatoi didei. That means if Shem wants to be mafresh truma, he can be mafresh truma. Is man shav yishlich. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that amuda hano, that means Reuven is half ever not from Shimon. Shimon is permitted to be mafrish trume for Reuven. Midaitoi. So the Gemara says, what's a midaitoi? The daik big mor le daite the man. Ilema le daite the day. The Shimon wants to be mafrish to become a mafrish trume. Man shav yishliach, who made him a shliach. I want to be mafresh truma. How can I take your tvua? I go over to your tvua. It's tevil. This will be truma and finished. Who made him a shliach? You need shlichus in order to be mafresh the truma on his tevil. Ella de balakri. No, the balakri told them, the Reuven told Shimon, I would like if you mafresh truma for me. Fine. Like the Gemara, okamahani lai dovet shlichusoi. So that can be mutter. If he's mutter ano, and he made him a shliach, that means the mutter, Reuven made him a shliach, so he's being mahanim if he does it. So that's the Gemara's kash. Umuki lo ba'oime kol horeitze litroim yove v'yitroim. So the Gemara says that the Reuven had said, whoever wants to be Teirim could be Teirim. So we have to know exactly what this means, and there's two Mahalchem and Tois exactly what this means. But Tois the Veil understood, Tois in the Kasha understood, that if I make you specifically a Shliach, so then you're mamala my shlichis, so then you're mahanami. But if I say, kol horeitze litrem, I don't specify who should be the shliach? I'm giving a green light. Whoever wants to be the shliach should be a shliach. So Tosfos in the Kasha held, so that's not called shlichus. That's not called shlichus. Shlichus is only, and the Gemara asked, if he made him a shliach, so he's mahanim. No, he didn't make him a shliach. He said a general statement, whoever wants to be Torah should be Torah. That's not called a minui of shlichus. And it would seem that is sufficient by Trume. That is sufficient by Trume that it's not called a minui of shlichus. So we have a new Gemara. We have a Gemara that the whole inyan of shlichus is dafke. If I make you befeh, then you're called my shliach. But if I just say a general term and I don't specify who should be a shliach, that doesn't fall into the category of shlichus. That's how Tosfos understood in the Kasha. So Memelus, so Tosfos says, well, it doesn't fall, if a general statement, he doesn't have a din of a shliach, so how does it help over here? Kol ashemeyas koiloi yichtev get. Who is he making a shliach and the ksivis aget and the nesinis aget? And ksivis aget is a shal if he needs shlichus, the nesinis aget is he needs shlichus. So Memelus, who is he making a shliach? He's not specifying, it's just saying a general statement. V'afal pikein, it helps. So Tosfos had a stira between our Mishnah and the Gemara over there. So because Tosfos the Kasher understood that the Gemara means to answer by saying a general statement without a beferish and minui, it's not called shlichus. So Tosfos says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. Lav mishum d'chiyom ahochi, lav shlichus ayovit. The betruma bein in shlichus. What do you mean? Yizira need shlichus. Alinyin mudar anno davke lechoshiv shlichus sheyechoshiv bekach kemahan alei given shalai tziva alei la'atzmai. So Tosfos zicha, he becomes a shliach. But since there was no personal request that you should be my shliach, I said whoever wants could be my shliach, and you decided to be my shliach, that's not called you were a mahanami. So this gedorim in mudar hano, when it's called I was geirim hano, I was beferish manu you, so that's the chilek. If I specifically made you my shliach and you were masked to become my shliach, that's called you mahanami. If I said a general statement that anyone could be my shliach, and you decided to become my shliach, and mudach hano, that's not gefelach. That's teretz number one, of our shliach is ichar. Teretz number two, oishema yesh lechalek, dahoche lekama kol horeitze lichdei, ala kol hashemeya, di yichad yichdei lemisha shemeya koile. Now Tosfos has a second teretz that no, the Gemara means over there in the Dorim, kol horeitze litroim is bechlal not a minui of shliches mitzad the mishalach. That means a minui of shliches is I'm making you a shliach, And if there's 10 redheads and and I'm saying I'm making all the redheads a shliach, all the redheads can become a shliach. So one will be a shliach, but I'm specifying which I'm making all the redheads a shliach. Kol hashemeya koili yichtev gets. I'm saying whoever hears my voice, I'm making them a shliach. Who is that? That's all the people who have 2020 hearing. There's different numbers, but Al Capone says, "Kol Hashemeya Koile." I'm making all those who hear my voice; they should be shluchim, and that's a meaning of shlich. They'll just specify which one. I'm saying that this all these people hear me. I'm reminding them that each one could be a shlich. Whoever decides to be shlich is here, but there was a meaning on all of them. Kol Haroitze Litroim Yovi VeYitroim. So their pshat is, I'm not, there's not even a minui. If you want, you should do it. That means I'm toilet in your rotzen. I'm not telling you, do this for me. Minu shlichus means a psalkativoy. I'm telling you, v'shilach. The makor of shlichus is we learn out the v'shilach that I'm making a messenger to do something. There's a specific command. I'm telling you to do this, and there's a parasha of shlichus. Here I'm saying, if you want to do it, you can do it. I'm not telling you anything. It's up to you. So be'emes and taisa says that that's not called shlichus. So then we have to say pshat the Gemara Nedarim that by truma you don't need shlichus. That means a partial shlichus, that as long as I have nichuse the bala tvuah is sufficient. I don't need a beferish shaminui. That's the chilik between the first teretz and the second teretz. The first teretz hold is a din you need a shliach gomo, and if kol aritze would be a chesaron in the minui. So memela, so wouldn't work by truma. That's what Taisa says. Kol aritz is only pshat. It's zicher called a minu shliches, but it's not called I was mahana you. Since you didn't tell me specifically, Taisa in the second teretz holds it's not even a minu of shliches. No, by truma and nichus will also. The leiche shema sheitu. The Gemara asks, maybe this whoever's in the boy is a sheit. So Taisus Davke Beboyer, by Oisai Sha'oimed Al Roy Shaho, by a boyer, I'm Chayish for Shadim. Oisai Sha'oimed Al Roy Shaho, Vero Beperk Basra de Yabomis, I saw someone on a mountain, he's saying also to write a get, or I am this and this, and the snake bit me, and I'm dying, and so there also, Al Roy Shaho, this is not a place where people mingle, these are deserted areas, so there are shadim, and we have to be chayish for them. You're in a field, a deserted area, you know how to give shalom. The Megillah came over to Yeshua, and they asked him, so to the Gemara asked, they said, maybe this is a shayt, how's how to give him shalom? This is a deserted areas, and there were shadim, which we have to be chayish for. Avul be'ir, but if you're in the city, mutaliten shom lechaveiroi, umakiroi belailo, the Rasha says, umakiroi means, oi makiroi, that means you have to give shalom to someone. Even though you have to give shalom to a shade, but, in an ear, you don't have to be chayish at a shadim. If someone was dark, pitch black, and someone says, kis v'get l'ishti, and I can't see him too well, I don't have to be chayish, this is a shade. L'cheshina. It's only in these deserted areas, which are not populated, there was a ribuy of shade. V'chein mashme b'Yerushalmi, mashme b'Yerushalmi, the pilkin, the ma'isi alo, mesin api baskel, you're allowed to, if you hear a voice, you're allowed to, and then Yenna says, I'm playing, I'm playing, and I'm dying. Mefarish v'hu d'chaza bebu'e. You have to see, the one who's saying this, there has to be a shadow to see that there's not a shade. Mefarish, shtein Yerushalmi, hoda d'teime besodis. When do you need a proof that it's not a shade? Afke besodis, avu b'raf apish le'ro bebu'e, shalodom, you don't see a shadow that is only existent by people, you'll also, you don't have to be chayish. Well, poor mehido yemushlach b'boil, that it's here it's not a sode, b'shani mitzriyin hein b'boire, is kedera she mitzriyin b'sodes, that there are shadim and b'oires also, some a mele, like there are in sode, so therefore in these places we are chayish.